not only grace, but also free will, have a contribution to make to our salvation, because with the help of grace, we do love God, and therefore we do the works of love, right? And those works of love are meritorious. Augustine actually says that, which means that our free will must have cooperated with grace to produce them. So that's a moderate Augustinian position, really pushing against Luther's point of view, because Luther, we discover, is opposed to free will. Very few Christian theologians will be so flatly hostile to the notion of free will as Luther. Augustine certainly isn't. Not even Calvin, right? Luther is the one who's the great enemy of free will. His reply to Erasmus is called the bondage of the will. He emphatically denies that free will does anything for us in our relationship to God. Right? Now, we have to be very clear about how circumscribed this claim is. Luther is not saying that we have no free will whatsoever. We have the free choice about which cornflake to choose when we go shopping. We have the free will to choose A rather than B, where A and B are both two sins, right? We can choose one sin rather than another. We are responsible for our sins because we do sin freely out of our own free will. In fact, that's all free will is good for, right? Free will avails for nothing but to sin, says Augustine. And Luther quotes Augustine on this point against Erasmus. Right, they're arguing not just about what's in the Bible, but what's in Augustine. So the point is then, not that we have no free will whatsoever, but that when it comes to salvation, when it comes to our relationship to God, when it comes to our conscience of where we stand in the presence of God, free will does no good at all. Free will, Luther will say, is just an empty name. Or to sum it up, here's a quotation from Luther in his treatise on the bondage of the his treatise on the bondage of the will. Free choice, says Luther, is allowed to man only with respect to what is beneath him, right, is to temporal things, choosing your cereal, and not to what is above him. In relation to God or in matters pertaining to salvation or damnation, a man has no free choice, but is a captive, subject, and slave, either of the will of God or the will of Satan. Right? If you're subject to the will of God, then you're saved. If you're in bondage to Satan, then you're heading in the other direction. Now, let's make some clarifications. The bondage of the will, for Luther, is not coercion. It's not like we're forced to do stuff in some outward fashion. The bondage of our will, for Luther, consists in the fact that we freely and gladly sin. We sin not because we're forced to, but because we like to. We like to so much that we can't stop. We are so into our sin, so glad to sin, that we cannot change the fact that we are glad to sin. That's the bondage of the will. We cannot come to the position of being glad not to sin. So, for Luther, grace does oppose free will, in contrast to Augustine, who says grace and free will are not opposed to each other. Grace does oppose free will in the very specific way. Not eliminating free will, but rather accomplishing what our free will, by itself, is not free to accomplish, namely, to love God with delight, to change our hearts from sinful to righteous, from change us from those who would rather that God didn't exist to those who are glad to obey him. That's a change that free will just cannot accomplish. Only grace can do it. Now, this is some of what Luther says here is very harsh. Let me try to do my best to show Luther's viewpoint in a favorable light by seeing why, for Luther, there's just nothing attractive about the notion of free will in matters of salvation. For Luther, free will means essentially willfulness. Luther thinks about our own will as a form of willfulness or self-will. We've run into that in earlier lectures. Our will as sinners is fundamentally curved in on ourselves. We always want what we want for our sake, not for God's sake, not for our neighbor's sake. Always what we want is I want it. It's like a two-year-old. I want it now, I want it because I want it, I want it because it's my will, it's what I want, and therefore it's what I want, and therefore I want it. Right? This is something we want to get rid of, Luther's thinking, right? Free will is willfulness, and we should just get rid of it if we could. Indeed, that's what grace does, is it gets rid of that kind of willfulness.